Well, what about thawing out plants that have been in the ground for something like 400 years and actually seeing them grow? That's been published this week in the journal PNAS. It's the work of researchers at the University of Alberta, Catherine Lafarge and her colleagues. They have been to Ellesmere Island in the Canadian Arctic, and there is a structure called the Teardrop Glacier there, and it is retreating quite quickly. In fact, it was retreating at about 3 metres a year. It's now, since 2007, accelerated. It's going back 4 metres every year. But on a visit, they noticed that as the ice is receding, it is showing a mat of material that was underneath it of plant matter. And when they have looked at this plant matter, it's sort of mosses and things, plants called bryophytes, very tough species. They looked at these organisms closely and thought, these look a bit green, and some of them almost look like they were growing. Now, it's really hard to say, well, is it just something else that's landed on there and is growing? So they took some samples. They took them back to the lab. They carbon dated the samples, which proved they were between 400 and 600 years old. And then they put them on a Petri dish and with appropriate nutrient growth media. And about 7 of them have grown. And they have now got adult plants, which clearly haven't been alive for 400 years, growing again.
So were these dating from some warmer period when there was less glacier?
Exactly right. And this relates to the thing called the Little Ice Age, which was in the Middle Ages between the 1500s and the 1800s. There was a minimum. And so glaciers and ice sheets got bigger at that time and went over the top of this tundra-like material that was there, effectively entombing these plants in ice. But they are still living and still viable. And the reason that they've managed to do this is this particular group of plants, which actually date back about 450 million years in terms of their evolutionary time, they don't have any vascular system in the plant. They're not full of vessels to carry water around. So each bit of the plant has no real overall control over how much water it can get. So they have evolved to be really resilient to being dried out or stressed by lack of water. And also each cell in the plant is what's called totipotent. It can completely regenerate the entire plant from scratch. So all you need is a few viable cells and you've got a new plant. But they say that the important ecological point here is that when we see glacial retreat going on and then the landscape is recolonised with plants, actually a lot of that recolonisation could be these initial extremophiles coming back from the dead. They're already there and they just recolonise because they're already there. It's not new species coming in. So it could have important impacts on our understanding of how this process plays out.